Come on, lift up a new song to God in this place. Lift up a new song to God in this place. Shema habo soto ya kabaye nerele baya bosi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The thing is, we've got to want him more. We've got to want him more. When the lights are gone and the band is not in the background, do you still want him and bow before him like you do now? It's easy for us to come into spaces like this. Because it's corporate, it feels a little bit easier. But we've got to cultivate to do this even when no one else is around. It can't be a thing we do on a Sunday morning or at a worship night or at a prayer evening. It's got to be our actual lives. We've got to want him more. There are many things that all of us are crying and praying for. Some of us are even disappointed at how the year turned out. But if we were just to be honest with ourselves, maybe we didn't give everything to God like we think we did. Maybe we didn't give him time like we think we did. We've got to want him more. And not the packaged Christianity you do because others are watching, but the life that you lead because God is omnipresent. Not the Christian life that leaves you. Only thing coming out of your mouth is what you want. But a life yielded before God and yearning to make him smile. Oh, that God would raise a generation in us that is ready to be a rare breed. A breed that refuses to live a mediocre Christianity life. That fights for our place in this land because he said wherever we shall lay our feet, we can behold. More than the things that we want, more than the things that we desire, the question lies, do we desire him? Go. Make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey the commandments that I have taught you, and surely I will be with you always to the end of age. Have we gone to the places where he said we should go? Have we made disciples like he so beautifully asked us to do? He's holy. He's sovereign. He's God. And we can no longer make it about us. It's about him. So go. Make disciples. Go into the community you find yourself in. Your family, your friends, your network, your colleagues. Go. Make disciples. Tell them about Jesus. Don't overcomplicate it. The name has power. It's not so much about you speaking. It's not for the eloquent or the educated. It's for the ones whose hearts are yielded to Him. Today we did one thing, is to exalt God. Call Him holy, wonderful. But do we fear Him? Do we chase after Him? Or do we invite Him in our lives in little pockets? Go and make disciples. Go and be the light that God has called you to be. Refuse to go into this new year doing the same things, expecting a different result. Your prayer life has got to get better. We don't have to preach 7 sermons about it. No, you know, it's got to get better. You've got to put time aside just like you do everything else. It's got to get better. Study the word to show yourself approved. We've got to do better. Go. Make disciples. Take this moment as a reminder that God, you're good. And how dare I keep this and not tell the world about it? Come on, if you know He's holy, He's good, He's wonderful. Can we just celebrate God in this place?
Hallelujah.
I know we could do better than that. Can we celebrate God in this place? Come on, we're taking territory and spaces. We are kingdom tools. Devil, you should have never let us walk in here tonight. God wants to use you. Avail yourself.